Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Preparation Podcast. And first, let me just tell you guys, y'all need to be in a room before we start these episodes, honey, before we record, because baby, us trying to get this together.
Okay. And life be life in too.
But I am one of your favorite co-hosts, Shira Renee.
And I am Arthur Coach Nikki Nicole. Now, right, I ain't gonna say one of your favorite podcasters, but you know.
I'm one of your favorites. I'm gonna say it. I'm one of your favorites because I'm claiming it.
Okay, well, you said it. I didn't say it. You crazy.
So what are we talking about today, sis?
Oh man, we gotta talk about these lessons that we learned in 2024, and we gotta let these people know who we are for real and why we start this journey in podcasting for this podcast after already having our own personal podcast too. Because you know, I always said I can't co-host it with nobody, but look at
I never said that, but I've been in several co-hosting situations and they haven't panned out. So
Here we go again.
We gotta start again. 2025. Here we are.
Lord have mercy. All right. Well, let's tell the people what inspired us to start this podcast.
Okay, so I'll start first. This was actually a name that God had given me, and I didn't know what it was specifically for. You know, God sometimes gives you a thing and we always want to run with it when he gives it to us. But the thing about God is he doesn't move on our time and he moves on his. So he will, if you think about, here we go already with the visuals, right? If you think about when you're creating something, you get certain things that you create. Everything needs ingredients, right? So in order to create this thing, you have to have your ingredients and you have to incorporate the ingredients one at a time. So this particular podcast wasn't ready yet. And the first ingredient that I got was the name. So I had to wait until I was told what the other ingredients was, which was the co-host, because I knew it wasn't something that I had to do by myself. And preparation, because if you guys can see the her, it's actually her, but not the female. It's an acronym for healing every remnant. And if you guys follow us individually, you know that we are big components about healing and unleashing your voice and owning your scars. And healing is not linear. So that means it doesn't go in a straight line. And healing is not just one thing. Sometimes, just like with a doctor, you go to a doctor for medicine, it'll heal one thing, but then you find something else is wrong. So this podcast is just about really gaining the tips and the tools, the techniques and the knowledge that you need to heal every remnant of yourself that requires healing. So you can show up in spaces happier, healed, and whole, because that's the goal, right?
Listen, I am just joining the movement. This was all her baby, and I'm just honored to be a part of it and be able to have these real life conversations. We have these kind of conversations every day, y'all. Seriously. Every single day. All day. About different types of life, walks of life, how people treat us, to down to spiritual life, to anything. You name it. We talk about it every single day. So this is just a way that we can let it all hang out, as they say.
Pretty much. Our conversations in podcast form, basically.
Basically.
Hoping that our conversations help you guys. Because some people don't have sisters. They don't have friends. They don't have family members or mentors or people that they can go to. So I hope that this podcast is something that I didn't have when I was going through. So it's kind of like the blueprint for someone else, hopefully.
Right. Now, being the fact that we have our own podcast, that we have our own themes, you know, you focus on owning the scars. I focus on breaking silence and in life in general on all types of levels. So what are we going to be talking about with this podcast that's going to make it stand out from our podcast? Like, what are some topics? Let them know.
I think this is going to be a combination of both. actually, because with your podcast, you know, you focus on authors and entrepreneurs and transformation stories and everyday people, hometown heroes, Twisted Tuesdays, you know, they get a little bit of everything. And then with mine, it's mental health topics and transformative stories and personal development. So this is going to be some of the things that we talk about in Twisted Tuesday, the things that make us go, and some of those transformative stories, you know, from us personally. We don't know if we're going to incorporate guests. That's something that you guys can put in the comment if you would like to, you know, for us to have guests on the show. But whatever it is, this is for you guys. So if you want us to focus on more mental health, we'll talk about it. If you want us to focus on personal development, we'll talk about it. But if we come up with the topics, it's going to be stuff that we actually real life go through and we've gone through and glowed through.
Yep, it's just our story in video form. That's it. In video form, being as transparent as we possibly can about our life.
Yeah, life lessons. We're both parents, you know, spouses, dating, marriage, for me, divorce. It's just, you know, just the lessons that we've learned. And when we were growing up, we had those aunties and those mentors and those people that would sit us down and give us real life stuff that went in one ear and out the other. Okay. Some of it stuck, but the most of it went out the other ear. But this is what that's about. Since we can't physically or tangibly sit down with you to give you real life stuff, that's what this is. And that's what the topics will be about.
Now, she done pretty much like answered pretty much all the questions that I had initially, y'all. Like, I'm like, how you just jump and tell them what it's about? I was getting ready to say, what is the meaning behind the name? She put that all in one spit. I'm like, what?
I mean.
Oh my Jesus. So okay. So let's just skip along. So what do you want hope that our listeners will take away from the podcast?
I hope that they take away who we truly are and not what they assume we are. If they listen to our solo episodes, if they listen to us laugh and kiki on some of our episodes together, I hope they take away who we are to our core. I hope they take away the passion that we have for healing. I hope they take away the love and the consideration that we put in for this podcast. I hope they take away the nuggets that we leave, right? And most importantly, I hope they take away the idea or the reality that healing is necessary. And they have a voice and they are entitled to get out of whatever it is that they think they're stuck in.
That part. But you know what? Being a podcaster in general, I think people don't understand that podcasting can be really, really difficult. We're the type of podcasters that don't just press play. We actually put our heart, our soul into podcasting. So it's going to take time for us to come out with something great and something grand. And we're not just going to put it out there, you know, just to be putting it out there. We want it to be something that people can relate to, because I'm sure in their everyday lives, they probably have conversations with somebody in their life that they look up to or they, you know, can confide in. But not everybody has that type of, you know, relationship with people. So I hope that this space can be somewhere they can come to and be like, all right, this is some guidance to get me to this point, because we may talk about something that actually resonates with them.
Right. Like, for example, when you get your hair done, you have two types of people. You have people that are hair care specialists and you have people who just do hair. People who do hair are going to just take your money, right? They're going to give you whatever style you suggest. They don't care about if that's good for your hair. They don't care about the products that they use. It's just all about the money. And then you have hair care specialists where you tell them you want a style and they'll say, no, baby, you can't do that because that will thin your edges. That will give you this. That will give you that. So let's do this so we can get your hair healthy enough to get to this state so we can achieve this later. So it can be, you know, it'll look better and it'll last longer. So that's the difference. You know, there are podcasters out here that are all about the money. They're all about pressing play. They're all about content. They don't care about the people that they're, their audience. They don't care about their audience. It's just all about what can I put out? How fast can I put it out? How many people are going to like and subscribe? Here, we don't focus on the numbers. The numbers would be nice. The likes would be nice. The subscriptions would be awesome. We're focused on, are you learning anything? What have you learned after you listen to this episode? Because you could sit here for 30 minutes and remember nothing. But even if you you ever been to church and you've had you sat there for the entire sermon and you don't even remember.
Don't remember the title.
But then you have that one sermon that stick with you for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. That's what the difference is between some podcasts and ours.
Boom. In a nutshell. In a nutshell. So tell me, sis, what did you learn? Well, I'll say, what was your biggest personal growth moment of last year?
My biggest personal growth moment from last year was listening to my body. Mm-hmm. When you are a people pleaser, you do whatever it is that's necessary to appease the ones you love. And last year, doing that caused me to have a panic attack for the first time. And I'm 38, never had a panic attack, didn't know what that was, whatever. It took me catching a panic attack for me to do some self-evaluation to say, okay, not only are we here, but how do we get here? Who's contributing to this? And what part did I play? So after that, I took the initiative to listen to my body. When it's time for me to rest, I'm going to rest. If I need to take a personal day from work, I'm going to take a personal day. Now, I'm not saying if y'all feel like y'all want to take a personal day all week, no, don't get fired. Okay. What I'm saying is, you know, when your body is overwhelmed, you know, when it's about to shut down, you know, when you're doing too much, when you are cranky, just for no reason, you snapping at your kids, you snapping at your spouse and nobody did nothing to you but say good morning. Something is not right. You're going to have to take a step back and see, did you ground yourself today? What's going on? Mm-hmm. So for me, listening to my body and being okay with not being there for everyone in every moment at every time that they need me to be. Sometimes I can't be in two places at once. I just can't. Mm-hmm. So showing up for myself, listening to my body was the biggest personal growth for me in 2024. Mm.
Man, I had so many. 2024 took me through a heck of a time. Boy, I got beat up all year long. But you know what? I learned so much because I learned that I needed to set not only boundaries for other people, I had to set boundaries for myself too. And I had to learn that no was literally a complete sentence. Not only that, I had to also understand, man, I can tell y'all a whole
That's a whole list. Podcast episode.
What? I learned a lot. Boy, I learned how to show up for myself and not just others. And I actually learned what that meant to really show up for me. Because when you, like my sis say, being a people pleaser, when you please people all your life, and all you thought about was other people and what they wanted from you, it's hard for you to shift into now trying to, in your eyes, it's selfish. I don't have a selfish bone in my body. So shifting from pleasing the people and saying, oh, it's all about you, 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 that was a hard shift. But it took God removing people from my life for me to open my eyes to see that it's not a bad idea after all to think about yourself for once in your life. So I learned that the boundaries, showing up for myself, and learning to listen. I'm learning to get some rest now because having a newborn now has shifted my life in so many ways where now sleep is important. Mm-hmm. I went from staying up all night long, literally to the break of dawn when birds start chirping the next morning as daylight, working on episodes or working on the next best thing. But now, honey, I need that rest. I have to, so I can focus not only on podcasts and everything around me, but I got to focus on this little one too. So I need my rest. But
you definitely crying about that, because baby, let me tell y'all, this one, she going to sleep. Okay, we in bed, lights out, 9 p.m. I will say good night. Okay, and she's up on the computer. You can say, that's just her clicking, right? I will get up 6 a.m. and it's still an active sign on Messenger. She like, good morning, sis, because she see the green light pop up. Like, you was up the whole night? Yeah, I had to do this. I had to do, baby. Oh, but now.
Honey.
Now.
Catch me at 10, 11 o'clock when I'm just getting up for the day. What you talking? I hit you when I get up. Right.
But I do want to add to what you said about, you know, selfishness. My mother used to always ask me, she said, if you needed a pair of shoes and your children needed a pair of shoes, who would get the shoes? So me, I'm like, my kid, duh. Like, no. I know she wanted to say, no, stupid. You, because you need those shoes to get to work so you can go buy shoes for your kid. She's not saying neglect your kid. What she's saying is, everybody else, and it's this, I'm paraphrasing how I interpreted what she said. Everybody else gets the overflow. You have to pour into yourself first. So if you get your kids a pair of shoes and you don't have comfortable shoes to work in, you can't go to work. So your kid can't get anything else that they need to keep them going, as opposed to you pouring into yourself, which will allow you to show up in spaces better and how you're supposed to, so you can continue to go out here and do what it is that you need to do. So it's not selfish, as long as you have the right mindset behind it. I'm not saying have Ray Ray and little Neek, you know, with their hair nappy and your hair done and your nails done. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, take a self-assessment and know what's a need and what's a want. If they have what they need, then you focus on you for a minute so you can continue to show up and pour into yourself and do what you have to do so you can continue to show up and do for other people.
Wow. I never thought about it that way. But you know what? She's exactly right. You have to pour into yourself first in order for anything else to happen.
Mm-hmm. We don't do that. As people pleasers, and that's, you know, that circles about what we just said. As people pleasers, we don't do that. Everybody get a pair of shoes. We like, oh, you get a pair of shoes, you get a pair of shoes, you get a pair of shoes. And we walk in barefoot. We the Flintstone. And everybody else is just good. Like, you can't do that. Because sure enough, once you can't provide, and these are not with your kids, but these are people now, life lessons. Once you can no longer provide them a service, they're going to go find somebody else to go.
Somebody else to do it.
So you might as well do everything that you need to do to make sure you stay afloat, because them people that you're pouring into, when you can't do it because you tapped out, they're going to go find another well to take from.
They do. Two more lessons. I told you I learned a lot. I learned a lot last year. So you cannot expect you out of people. And for so long in my life, I expected people to do certain things based off the fact of how I did things, because I really believe in treat people the way you want to be treated, you know, and they'll treat you, you know. So that didn't happen last year. Like, I literally learned to start, like you said, sis, on zero. I can't, trust is different this year. I can tell you that trust is so different, because I've hurt so much last year that I've learned that not to give 100% of myself to people. And some people are not meant to be with me forevermore. Some people are not even meant to go with me tomorrow. They're not supposed to be there, period, to go to certain levels. And when I started shedding the weight off of me as time went by, things started just moving in my life. And I started to shut up. Now, any other time, I'd be singing like a little canary. Ooh, 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 ooh. Trying to tell everybody how to do this, where to go. Nah, I started shutting up. Soon as I shedded that weight off me. I said, you know what? I ain't sharing nothing else. So you can't expect you out of people, and you gotta, just because that's just like a relationship. You know how you trust people until they give you a reason not to trust them, right? That's how I always did in my life. You know, I trust people until they gave me a reason not to trust them. But it should have been the other way around. They should have gave me a reason to trust them. So now you can't get me now. You will not fool me. You know, you're not fooling me. No, people will not fool me again. So those two lessons were valuable. They were hurtful lessons to learn. But at the end of the day, I'm glad that God took me through the mountains, the valleys, and all those low moments I had to go through in order for me to learn that lesson and fight through that pain. So now I'm fierce now. I'm can't tell me nothing now. I'm good.
Got straight your wings on the fly.
Okay. I got the wings, not that. I got the wings. So what's something that you achieved last year that you're like overly proud of?
I wasn't on the first 48. Let's just talk about it, okay? I did not end up on the first 48. That's number one, baby.
Oh, God.
People will drag you to hell. Okay. And I didn't end up on the first 48. That's number one. Number two, I took all the energy that I put into other people, I poured it into myself. And not only did I become a life coach, I became a master life coach. So I'm certified in several things, right? And I am also the content creator of some workbooks and ebook. You know what I'm saying? So I poured all of that. You need to do this and you need to do that. Because I'm quick to tell other people what they can do to advance themselves, but I'm just sitting here like,
okay.
For me, right. I don't know what to do. So I just poured into me. And hopefully, you know, anybody that purchases things or whatever that I put out, they can receive the overflow from that porridge of me pouring into myself. So I am proud of me. I am proud of my accomplishments. I'm proud that I didn't let anybody put me on the first 48 and my children still have a mother. I am proud of the fact that I surpassed my goal. My goal was to be a life coach, but I surpassed that and became a master life coach. And I'm just proud of all the things that I've overcome and the lessons that I've learned, so I don't have to repeat that same thing again. Because, you know, things repeat when you don't learn the lesson. So I'm proud that I've learned the lesson so I can move forward.
And you got that right. I'm so glad I didn't make it to the first 48 too, because them devils last year was trying me, boy. Every time I trip around, I was on the edge of my seat.
You was on the first 24, but you didn't go on the first 48.
Please, Lord, just help me, help me, help me not to retaliate. I'm telling you, because it was trying. But we set out to be coaches together, and we did that before the year ended, man. I ain't no master life coach like her, though. That's just her journey. That's what she's supposed to have been doing years ago as a master life coach. But I will say I'm going to get another certification as a coach, too. But when you do this all your life, when you get the certification behind, you're like, well, I've been doing this. This is what I just, all I did was just add the certification.
Documentation is for everybody else, but it's like, this is what you do on a regular.
Not only that, I mean, I was proud that I put out my first journal. I did my first motivational book. I actually published another series of my autobiography about motherhood. So, but these are things that should have been done, but because I was pouring in other places, I forgot about me. So when that stuff started, that weight started shedding, I started doing things like, it was just like, I got addicted to just doing things that I said I was going to do. These books is what's been out. Okay. But here I am at the end of the year, scraping and scrabbling, trying to get it out there. I'm like, I got to make it happen.
But you know what? At the end of the day, let's rephrase that. They weren't supposed to have been put out. They were put out when they were supposed to be put out, because now it has more meaning. Yes. Now you really accomplished said goal like mm-hmm. right in the nick of time. And you forgot the best achievement of them all last what? Year.
What? I had girls still start. Wait a minute. I also was in two magazines. I had a new life about
the magazine.
Let's hush up, hush. And I had new life to come into the world.
That part.
A child. Yes. That was lovely. Yeah. Man, that was the twist of all twists. Like
hell, that part. Everything else is just secondary, but that's the best part.
The baby.
So I love
it. You know, when God has something for you, sis, it's going to happen anyway, regardless of how people try to drag you to hell or try to dig a grave for you and throw dirt on you. They're throwing dirt on themselves. They're digging holes for themselves because guess what? We still winning over here.
What old people say, when you try to dig a ditch for me, you might as well dig
two. Dig one for yourself. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. 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 Take that. So I think we got one more question left because
we got one more question in us.
We got one more. And if you guys want a part two of our life lessons of 2024, you can put more in the chat or part two in the chat. And we will definitely do a part two because we got some more questions.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so let's think about a question. Okay, let's see. One more question. She got me with that one, y'all, for real. So what's a piece of advice you received, I say last year, that made a difference for you this year?
I don't know if I can find it. My cousin told me something. And I don't know, did I write it down? Child, you know if I didn't write it down.
And then twist it too and put in, and tell us something that you wish you had done differently last year.
Something I wish I did last year was definitely bet on myself sooner. Mm. That's something that I wish I would have done last year. And not make other people's problems my priority.
That's their stuff. That's what Tanner Cole said.
Oh man, I wish I could find that what my cousin had told me. We talk so much, I can't even scroll up to see what he said. But I think one of the things that stuck with me was what Coach Tammy said and what Mahogany said on the round table. When Mahogany said, that's a Mahogany thing. That's a me thing. And then Coach Tammy saying that's their stuff, right? So just learning how to navigate the two, what is a me thing versus what's their stuff. That's what stuck with me the most. And that's helped me show up in spaces how I'm supposed to. I'm not enabling anything. And I'm just doing what it is that's asked of me and removing myself.
I know that's right. But you know what? Letting go is the hardest part in life. And I didn't know that until now. I have never had to deal with so much heartache and pain in 1 year that I thought that I dealt with all my life. So last year was just an eye-opener to, you know what? Now when you cultivate these relationships with people, these friendships with people, move a little bit more cautiously and make sure that you put your best interest at heart from the beginning. But I've received so much advice from people over the time period when it comes down to just me being me and me in the world of podcasting, keep going. And Tammy Nicole, like I said, she opened my eyes too. Showing up for myself, I'll probably ring that forever. Showing up for myself, and that's their stuff. When you start looking at things that way, that's not me. That's their stuff. You can detach yourself from it. Never looked at it that way, though, sis. Like, that's their stuff? Wait, why am I making it my stuff? So when you start detaching yourself from people and things that are going on in your life, and then you start realizing that, you know, this is what I have to do to short. Not saying that you're being selfish when you say short for yourself, is that you need to start looking at the things that makes you happy, the things that you want to do in your life, and then start moving on it. It doesn't say that you're not going to be there for those people. It's just you literally have to put yourself first sometimes. Like you said, that cup got to overflow and they got to get overflow. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. So now learning something different from last year is to move cautiously in everything that I do and do it well to the best of my knowledge. That's it. And learn how to move in silence. You got to move in silence too, sis.
Yeah, you do. I do believe that you should have discernment, though, to tell at least one person so you can have an accountability partner. But yeah, don't everybody with you, because everybody don't have the vision that you have. One, no one has it because God gave it to you. Two, when he gives you said vision, you have to pray and ask him, mm-hmm, who can you share this with? Because everybody cannot be everything. And what you have an associate for one thing or one area in your life, you can't have that person for another area. You might find a unicorn where you can share multiple things with, but learning where to put people in what categories is key. Because you'll mess around and take a temporary person and put them in a permanent position and you'll have egg on your face.
Okay. Looking stupid. Looking stupid at the end. Like, what? That happened? So yeah, you gotta be more careful out here in this world, man. I'm telling you, people, right?
Telling you, people will drag you to hell. Drag. Like, you gotta pay attention. Pay attention.
Kick you when you're down.
Kick you, baby. They will take you there.
Child, that's another episode for another doggone day. That's a couple episodes. We got a couple lessons to tell y'all about last year. I'm telling you. Nice. Whew, that was the last question.
I found it. My cousin told me, I was trying, y'all.
I know she be trying.
I was hearing, but I was trying. So my cousin said, ounces equal pounds and pounds equal pain. So the more you sweep things under the rug, the heavier things start to feel and they'll weigh on you. And as time goes by, the weight will start to become painful. So those little ounces, those little things that you just continue to sweep under the rug, they start to become pounds. Then the pounds start to add weight. So that's like if you're eating and you're eating this, let's see what I love.
With a visual, y'all. Okay.
Let's say vanilla wafers, right? I love vanilla wafers. So let's say we eat this one vanilla wafer. That's not going to do nothing. But if I eat 10 of them a day, oh baby, I'm gonna be on the 600 pound life. And then that's gonna equal up to me losing my life, because that one thing that I incorporated that I didn't let go of has caused me to suffer severely later on. So basically to say whatever it is that you don't agree with, whatever it is that doesn't align with you, speak up about it, remove yourself. And don't get consumed with it, because you'll end up carrying something that's not meant for you to carry at all.
But you know what? Whatever's aligned with you, you will know. You will know that it aligns with you.
It won't be any friction. When it's aligned with you, it's cohesive. When it's not, it's always some type of, it won't flow properly.
Man, yeah, that's another lesson. That's another lesson right there. When things align with you, it's just smooth. It's just smooth, and it just everything just falls in place. Like it was supposed to be that way from the very beginning. Your people, don't worry about people, because your people will find you. Trust me. And they might have been there the whole time, but you were so consumed with the wrong people. But those wrong people bring you to the right people. So keep that in mind. Sometimes you need that bridge to take you over to the next side to where you're supposed to be. All right, that's all I got, sis. Yeah, that's all I got. I ain't getting on no soapbox.
That was both our soapbox moments rolled into one.
Okay.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode, you guys. And like we said in the conversation, if you want a part two, put part two. And if you want us to focus on any other topics, you can also put that in the comments as well. We are open to hearing all the good stuff that you guys have to say, the feedback, the comments, the suggestions, if you will. We would love to hear from you guys and, you know, interact with us, engage with us, because this is what we do it for.
Absolutely. I hope that something, you took something away from this episode that can help you build the better version of yourself. And I hope that this episode will allow you to heal from your pain and know that it's okay. Everything is okay. It's a new year. It's a new you, for real. And just wake up every day feeling rejuvenated and ready for the next day, because be thankful that God gave you another 24 hours to fix it or make it right. So until next time, we'll see you later.